This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hello, everyone. This is Steve, and welcome back. I'd like to start this week with a thank you for those of you who already subscribed to the new newsletter. I'm hoping you are enjoying the new look. I have a lot more work to do, but it's beginning to take shape. I have a lot of identity things I'll be changing and updating a lot more on the sites. For those of you who haven't heard the news, I'm moving the newsletter. There's several reasons for it, but most of all, I want a better style than what I've been producing so far. I'm also trying to consolidate the podcast and the newsletter, so I have only this and a lesson post to write every week. If you want to continue your subscription after November 7th, click the links in the podcast show notes. I also have an updated link on the Make App Pie website. Please subscribe to the new improved newsletter. I really think it'll be worth it. Let's move on to book progress. I know a lot of people want to know if I'm updating the books and when they will be ready. Starting this week, I'll keep you updated on the book progress for the two titles out and the new one coming after that, probably in January. I'm sure most of you have heard me talk about this before, but for those that don't know, let me explain a little bit about the ebook business and the problems of updating books. From my perspective, there are two big publishing platforms, Amazon's Kindle and Apple's iBooks. The advantage of a big platform compared to some of the more independent platforms are twofold. There's a larger access to an audience where a lot of the business transaction side I don't have to deal with. VAT and such they do for me. They also have all the trade agreements in place to sell stuff. I don't have to know anything about international trade laws or ebooks. That's why I've been reluctant to go with more indie platforms, since all that is left to me, and that's very time consuming. The big two, however, have very different philosophies towards ebook production and updating, though. As far as Amazon is concerned, an ebook is just like a printed book. Any revisions mean you have to republish a whole new edition. This is, of course, a huge pain in the posterior, and while I do make money every book, I don't feel it is fair to my readers, since Apple will change everything every year. Apple, on the other hand, treats books the same way they treat updating apps. Make your changes, submit them with explanations of the changes, go through approval, and the book updates everywhere, usually automatically. I like this from a loyalty perspective, though I don't make as much on the same people buying multiple copies. So that's the background. Now the updates. In something I have not seen in a very long time, a post written the same month is the number one viewed post for September. It's still number one in October, with a whopping 30% of the views to the site. The size classes for Xcode 8 post is just reeling them in. I made the decision due to that, and most of the email I'm getting asking about practical auto layout to complete that first. I'm in chapter 5 of 15 now. Chapter 4 was one of the more brutal ones, which is the one I introduced the new size class toolbar. The rest will more likely than not be different screenshots from the Xcode 7 book and new instructions about those size class settings. It's just a lot of screenshots, over 400. Kindle in particular is a real pain in working with images, and that usually slows me down. I've made some changes in my tools that I'm hoping will not make this the case this time. I'm targeting October to finish all this. Before things get busy with lynda.com, I got into Chapter 4 of SwiftSwift View Controllers. My plan is to finish that book in November, with only the Swift changes and additional coverage of table views. I skipped Chapter 3 in my updates. Since I know people get confused, Chapter 3 of this book is Chapters 2 through 9 of Practical Auto Layout. You don't have to buy both. My final addition to both books will make a lot of people happy. As I promised in a recent podcast, both books will have download example files. I changed my mind about that after my lynda.com experience, and there will be zip files with all the code available. This week's post. At the time this is hitting your inbox, this week's post is going live. You just heard me mention extended table view coverage in SwiftSwift View Controllers. One of those topics I cover in this week's tutorial on container views and using them on table views. You can make table views smaller than a full screen with this. In this week's tutorial, I'll show you how. The week after, I'll cover the one topic that has always bothered me the most about the book, and that's I don't have custom table cells in there. I've been threatening to post the tutorial as a podcast. I haven't due to scheduling issues, but I plan to start doing that in November when my scheduling has changed a little bit differently. The podcast of the tutorial will eventually become a Thursday post once it starts in November. The tip of the week. The tip of the week that I started last week will not be about technical issues. I'll vary it around a bit, and this week I'm recommending a graphic novel. Kabuki the Alchemy is the third part of a series about a former agent for the Japanese government. Her world crashes around her and becomes a nightmare in the first two parts. She's on the run in the third, but that story is just to add some small cohesion to the real content of the book, a treatise on creativity. It is one of the best books for thinking about all the facets of creativity, and I make it a point to read it at least once every year. The book is a bit surreal. At one point, the author, David Mack, sits on a plane with the protagonist, Kabuki, and has a long discussion about planning one's future. Mack's artistry is not drawing simple six-panel pages. Every page is a beautiful collage of watercolor, found objects, clippings, and pencil drawings, blended together in ways that will make you think. You can find the book as either Kabuki the Alchemy or Kabuki Library, Volume 3. And to finish things off, let me add a few more notes about lynda.com and LinkedIn Learning. Both sites should be posting my first work in early November. As soon as it clears editing, I can give you more details about it. So that I don't get any sleep at all, I also signed contracts this week for four more shorter courses for a first quarter 2017 launch. Thank you for listening or reading this. I'll be coming up with more stuff soon. Keep coding, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.